Shalom Aleichem. Mishneh Yomi continues our journey through Shas in the second chapter of Beitza, Mishneh 8. Shlosha Devarim Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Matir. There were three items that the famous sage Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he's the one in the Pesach Haggadah, says, Harei ani ben shivim shana, it's like I'm 70 years old. He was actually 18 at the time. V'chachamim ostrim. But the other sages, they prohibit such activities. Parato, his cow, Yotza, would go out. Now, when you see the word Yitzia, we think Shabbos, Rishus Arabim, Birtsua Shabin Karnea, with a strap between her horns. Now, because this strap was ornamental, according to the Gemara in Shabbos, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah didn't think there was a problem, and the sages thought that it was a burden and was like having the animal carry a load in the Rishus Harabim. Now, the Gemara asks, the Gemara in Beitza, Daf 23, says this wasn't his cow. It was his neighbor's cow. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was actually, Baruch Hashem, wealthy and had thousands of cows. But his neighbor's cow would go out like this. The other sages objected to it, but he didn't say anything because, in his opinion, a decoration was not a burden. U'mekodrin etza behema b'yom tov. We can mekodr. Now, this is like combing, but with a sharp metal comb to separate schmutzed up animal hairs. And sometimes they'll cause a scratch, and sometimes they'll draw blood, and that would be a tolda of shechita. So he would allow it on Yom Tov. He held like Rabbi Shimon, that Davar Shein Miskaven, you're not trying to scratch your horse, you're just trying to comb his mane. V'shochakin, in the third item, and we can grind up at the pilpilin, peppers, berechayim, shalahem, in their own rechayim, their own grinder, the grinder that's normally used for pepper, you could use that for pepper on Yom Tov. Now, in the first parak, we mentioned it is mutter to grind spices to use them right away on Yom Tov, but you didn't want to do it in large amounts or maybe with a shinui, so you didn't want to use the normal grinder. Rabbi Yehuda has a variation. Ein mikodrin et behema b'yom tov. We do not do this combing with the sharp comb on Yom Tov. Nesha ozi chabura. That can make a wound. Avol mikartzefin. Now, mikartzef is using a wooden comb with blunt teeth, and it was much less likely to cause any bleeding on the animal. The Chachamim Amri, the other sages say, Ein mekodrin, aflo mekartzefin. You can't use the metal comb or the wooden comb. Great, let's go on to Mishnah Tess. We had mentioned the pepper grinder. Harechayim shel pilpilin, the famous grinder of peppercorns. Tameya, it is tamei mishum shlosha kelim. It actually accepts tuma in three different areas. There's three different kelim making up this pepper grinder. Mishum kli kibul, because of the kli which is accepting the ground up pepper. So at the bottom, there's like a drawer to catch all the ground up pepper. So since it's a receptacle, even though it's wood, it's makabel tuma, mishum kli matachot, because of the metal part, the upper part, which has the grinding teeth. It's not a receptacle, but it is metal, so it's makabel tuma, mishum kli kvora, and also because it's like a sieve, like a sifter. Yashar koach, and a good Shabbos, Shabbat Shalom.